You're listening to Here and Now on your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. You may remember the 1970s movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and a scene with Gene Wilder singing about pure imagination among a wonderland made of candy. This weekend, pure imagination was the theme of the TEDx Birmingham gathering, and attendees had their own wonderland of ideas to experience. One of them is WBHM's Michael Corral, and he's here to recap the event. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
Now, first, we should say WBHM is a sponsor of TEDx Birmingham. And with that out of the way, what is this event? How does it fit into all of the TED events that we hear about?
Well, TED, from a big global perspective, TED is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to ideas worth spreading. This started about 30 years ago, and there was this sort of national TED conference. That has evolved over the years to TEDx, and TEDx is a local self-organized event. It is independent of the big TED conference. This is the third year they've had TEDx in Birmingham, but just to give you an idea of how these local independent TEDx conferences have spread, on the day that Birmingham had TEDx, there were 29 other TEDx events going on simultaneously throughout the world.
Okay, so the TEDx Birmingham Pure Imagination set up the day for us.
Well, there were 18 speakers overall, and all of them had interesting things to say. As you mentioned, the theme was pure imagination. One of the speakers that really received some of the loudest applause was Donna Dukes. She is an educator with a calling. She was really implored people to dedicate their time to critically at-risk youth, not just at-risk youth, but critically at-risk youth. These are youth who don't care about anything else, and they see crime almost as a remedy for boredom. She implored participants to, you have to show kids love. If you show them love, then they'll feel safe. If they feel safe, then they'll have hope. And if they have hope, and then they'll have dreams. And she just really made that a point to help kind of to break this cycle that youth these days are facing. Also, Amy Bickers was another speaker. She's a former newspaper journalist and an associate editor at Southern Living, and she had some harrowing stories to share as well. Her ex-husband committed suicide, and in the wake of that devastation, she really took stock of herself and really implored people to really make sense of the world, because the secret to healing your grief is not just waiting for to see what comes next, or living happily ever after, or just kind of being good and doing right, and stop believing things happen for a reason. She implored people to just kind of ignore this Hollywood ending. And her message was, look, this is hard. Things are just hard. Things get better, they get to be okay, but they get hard. This is the cycle of life, and you just have to regain your equilibrium. You acknowledge things have happened, you struggle with them, and then your life moves on.
So you have issues of crime, youth, grief. What else did you hear the speakers address on Saturday?
Well, one of the other speakers was Randy Pink, and she is writing an exploration of identity and cultural inclusivity. And we should say she is actually WBHM's own receptionist. Her debut novel comes out in the fall, and she spoke about how she found her voice. Basically, inspect yourself. We've all had instances where we've feared certain things, and that kind of keeps you on the sideline, whether you're walking down the street and you feel intimidated or just not participating in a group. And she really made the point of, don't ignore your fear. Ask why. Why did you feel that way? Step outside of your comfort zone. Your fear will pass.
Well, Michael, you've been to a number of these events, these TEDx events in Birmingham. Any trends, any patterns to how the conversation has evolved?
It's interesting. You know, I think, as I mentioned earlier, everyone has interesting things to say, but the message hits people differently. I think everyone who attended would say there were a few that were outstanding. Most were very good, and some were good. And that's just the normal pattern of how things hit people. But I think for this TEDx, it was in the larger auditorium in the Jemison Concert Hall at the Alice Stevens Center. It was full. People really seemed to have a good time. The speakers seemed much more energetic than in the past, and I think it's just a sign of great things to come. I should also say that Sarah Parkak, a UAB professor here, she is known as a space archaeologist using satellite imagery to discover tombs in Egypt. She was awarded the TED Prize, and the TED Prize is $1 million to help fulfill your dream. And that, while Sarah wasn't a speaker at this TEDx event, she was acknowledged. She got a standing ovation, and she was brought to tears. It was very emotional just for the audience as well as for Sarah Parkak as well.
WBHM's Michael Crowell attended TEDx Birmingham this weekend. You can hear similar talks on the TED Radio Hour. That's Saturday mornings at 11, Sunday evenings at 6 here on WBHM. Michael, thanks.
Thank you, Andrew.